Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Respect the Pick. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget you can reach us on any major podcast platform that you may use.
And if you're on a podcast platform, make sure you go like and subscribe to
which podcast platform? Not Apple. Yeah. Not iTunes.
You're going to do this again, Billy, again.
He's going to do this joke again. He loves this joke.
Okay, we're on everything.
We are. We're anywhere you can find a podcast.
Mark, Phil, and Jaden.
So, listen, I heard finally, officially, they have fired Jonathan Majors, correct?
Yep.
So now they need a new Kang.
Are they going to recast Kang, though, or are they just going to write him out?
I think I heard they're going to recast
him. I mean, they can recast him as anybody because of the multiverse.
That gave you guys an idea, right? You guys wanted to recast the whole Marvel thing.
Yeah,
you
we know, started
because,
doing it.
Because you thought if they have to recast him, I mean, there have been people recast in the past. Like
Rhodey.
Rhodey is a big one. Ant-Man's daughter.
Yep, Cassie.
John Hurt's character is being replaced by Harrison Ford since John Hurt passed away.
So here's John Hurt.
John Hurt is the dude in Civil War, like who's forcing the Accords on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in Infinity War, he's like, you think just because the world's on fire?
Yeah. And even before that, he was cast by someone else, right? He was a guy going after Hulk, going after Edward Norton's Hulk.
Oh, I don't know.
And now Harrison Ford turns into a Hulk-like dude.
Dumb.
Hulk-like video.
Dumb.
Villain.
Dumb.
So that's going to be in Captain America and Bucky or whatever it is, right?
Dumb.
Captain America and the Winter Soldier?
Dumb. Yeah, that's the one.
Dumb.
Well, that's the show.
Listen, everybody can't be in the MCU or we can't recast anybody.
That's the problem I came up with.
Just keep Tom Hanks out.
These two told me that I have to recast the first six, right?
The original six plus Loki and Nick Fury. From the first Avengers.
So I'm going through some of them, and like some of them that would be good choices were like side characters.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Right.
So
we are not allowed to use anybody that's in the MCU already.
Right.
Okay.
But you can use the X-Men and you can use
Except for
Ryan Reynolds.
We're talking about old school X-Men.
Yeah.
Like not Hailey Berry the coming and all
up,
those guys.
Not the coming up X-Men.
No Hugh Jackman and no Ryan Reynolds.
Right. Okay.
Or I mean for that matter Patrick Stewart, because Patrick Stewart was already in.
So it was
an MCU movie.
It was tough. It was tough, especially Iron Man to me. I had the hardest time with Iron Man.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm pretty happy with my Iron
So Man. Mine, I think I have a pretty expensive cast. My most expensive is my Nat, and my least expensive is
So this part I didn't Clint, get from you. Are you talking about like
how much money they would make?
You would have to pay the actor or actress. Okay.
Well, all right, let's start with Clint.
You want
to Yeah, we can start with Clint. So just to be clear, in fun, because we heard that Jonathan Majors is the latest character that has to be recast in the MCU, we decided, you know, since they were going to do a reboot and we were curious whether the reboot was going to be a full reboot or just reboot who the main villain was going to be, we decided wouldn't it be fun to kind of recast.
But I mean, they could cast anybody as Jonathan Major, the Jonathan Majors role.
Well, I
think, you know, what he's
it could be Dick Van Dyke for all I we think freaking
what,
know.
What, but what he's I think what he's trying to get at is we don't necessarily want these people to be recast. Just if we had to recast them, this is what it would be.
Right.
I mean, we don't need to.
And I heard a rumor that they asked or approached the actor I think should play Nick Fury.
Okay,
well, I would recast as Nick Fury.
All right, let's do Hawkeye first.
Okay.
Jaden, you want to go first?
You want me to go first? I kind of want somebody else to go first.
I'll go first.
Okay, give me your Hawkeye.
The main reason I picked this guy is because they already played a similar character together. In the Jason Bourne movies, Clint, what the heck is his real name?
Jeremy Renner.
He played a version of Jason Bourne, a guy whose memory was erased and turned into a super spy. So I thought Matt Damon could play a good Hawkeye.
Not bad. See, I've never seen the Jason Bourne movie, so I can't do Matt Damon in that role. Right. I mean, I believe it.
I believe he was good. I can't see Matt Damon as it personally.
But that's because we haven't watched the Bourne Identity movies.
Yeah, it's basically they're a super spy whose memory was erased, and even after they did their missions, they erased them again to try to like kind of wipe them off the planet, but not kill them or something. I don't remember, but they run into clues as to who they are, and they whoop ass along the way, and they're like, "Holy shit, I'm like a super spy!" And it turns out they were.
All right, Jaden, who do you have?
You guys are both going to make fun of me for this. You for one reason and you for another.
Henry, let me guess. Pikachu.
Nope. I have Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
As Hawkeye? Yes. I mean, you could use him as other characters. I don't see him as Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I think that if we totally recast the MCU, this guy's going to be in it at some point.
I have Cavill for someone.
But I don't see him as Hawkeye.
I don't either. I don't love him as Superman. I part of it is the costume.
I want him more of like an evil guy. Like, what's the X-Men, the big X-Men guy?
Dr. Doom?
No, the big X-Men. Oh, that guy.
Thing?
Nope. The bad guy.
The guy from
He was Deadpool. On the bus.
He was in Deadpool? Deadpool.
Juggernaut.
Yeah, that's like him.
I don't know.
Him or Sofia Vergara's old boyfriend or old husband.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's good.
He would have been. He was cast in a DC role.
Who was he?
He was another bad guy.
Okay.
I don't remember. Deadshot or something.
So
like
let me
that.
Give you my Clint. My Clint is from Bad. What's it called? Bad.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Adam Paul.
The second guy.
Adam Paul.
He would be good.
Do you remember the Black Mirror episode where they were in space?
Yeah.
And you had the one guy and the other, the good guy. The bald guy.
I think he would be a great Hawkeye.
Yeah, Adam Paul.
That's my vote out of the three.
You have to look him up.
Is that how we're doing it? We're going to...
Yeah.
From our picks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like Adam Paul.
Let me look up Adam Paul real quick.
He was in the Sunny episode, too, with Bryan Cranston. He played himself.
Yep.
I think he would be a really good Clint.
Oh, is he
absolutely.
The Breaking Bad? No, he's not.
He's the Breaking Bad, like, number two. I think he played Jess.
Oh, Saul Goodman.
No, not Saul Goodman. That's
getting your mic.
Jesse is young.
That's Odenkirk.
This guy, right?
No.
Adam Paul. That's look up him. The name.
I looked up Adam Paul.
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul. Damn it. Aaron Paul. Sorry, Adam. If you're watching this, I apologize.
Aaron? You should be apologizing to Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul.
Well, unless Adam Paul is bigger than Aaron Paul.
Okay. Aaron Paul. Yeah.
Aaron Paul, I know who he is.
You like him?
Yeah.
So let's preliminary say that he's our
I agree. Yeah, okay. That's a great idea. So part of the problem is I haven't kept up with a lot of the TV
me
shows
too,
and
me too.
Movies that I have. Well, movies I have, but not as much TV shows. I don't know a lot of the younger guys, though.
Right. Okay, let's do Nick Fury.
Nick Fury. Okay.
You want me to go first?
If you got one, go ahead.
So my Nick Fury, I thought about, let me tell you who I thought about. I don't know if they're one of yours. I thought about Jamie Foxx. But I thought that was too.
He would have been a good.
I thought
one.
That was too on the nose with Samuel Jackson because doesn't Jamie Foxx just look like a younger Sam Jackson? Sort of. Okay,
it.
So I'm going with a guy who's kind of been out of the spotlight for a while, and you might argue that he has been in the MCU already, but he has not. For me, Nick Fury, Wesley Snipes. He's older now. He's
he
older,
is, but I don't know if he's. He doesn't seem like a. Like
dude,
a smart
imagine
enough.
Imagine him with the eye patch and stuff.
I thought Wesley
like
Snipes
a
for half a second, and you're right. He was his character was in the MCU. His
not in the MCU. He was in Marvel.
He
but
was
not
in Marvel,
the MCU.
And he is supposed to be played. There is supposed to be Blade.
But he's too old
in the MCU.
He's too
but
old.
It's not him. It's going to be the guy from. I can't remember his name, and I'm embarrassed.
It's okay, Jaden. You give us yours.
For my Nick Fury, I had Denzel Washington.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I could see him walking in.
I think he. I could see him in like the costume and like with the eye patch and stuff.
He's too well spoken to me to be with Nick Fury. Nick Fury's kind of like a.
Well, he can
you know like a hey man, I'm Nick Fury.
But Denzel, he can go down like in
Training
Day.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes can go up.
Training Day.
Wesley Snipes is better.
I think it's easier for Denzel to go down than Wesley Snipes to go up.
I
like
Denzel better.
Mine was Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who
he is the bad guy in Aquaman. Mantis. Is that his name? Mantis? Manta?
I don't know.
The dude whose dad gets killed at the beginning of Aquaman.
Oh, I know this guy.
He was also in Watchmen, and he was rumored to replace Jonathan Majors as... But he said he doesn't want it. He said he wouldn't do it if he was offered it. So I think he could play Nick Fury. He also played a different version of...
My problem is I have no idea who he is.
He also was in the newest Matrix movie. He played the replacement to Lawrence Fishburne's character, Who was Lawrence Fishburne in the Matrix?
Morpheus.
Morpheus. He played a different version of Morpheus in the last Matrix. I think he'd be fantastic. And if you haven't
seen.
If you haven't seen...
He might not be old enough.
Though. The TV show, The Watchmen, it's very good.
Actually, in the comic, Nick Fury's younger.
Yeah. He's the main dude in The Watchmen, the most powerful being in The Watchmen.
I like him.
I like him, too.
I think he'd be fantastic.
I'm happy with casting him as Nick Fury.
Okay. Either him or Denzel, I'm good with.
Who do you guys want to do next?
Hold on, let me write that down.
We can't wait for you to write it down.
Okay, decide who we're doing next.
I have Bruce next on my list, so I'm going to do Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Okay. Now, listen, I was a little rushed in picking him, and I saw a movie in my list of movies on Vudu that I own. I think he could be a good Bruce.
All right.
I think he would surprise people.
Who is it?
Ben Stiller.
Okay. Comedians sometimes do like, get serious at the end of their career, you know, move on.
The only problem is he's one of the funniest angry people.
True.
You know? Yeah. So when he gets mad, you know, could you picture him?
You don't get to see him mad. I mean maybe he could do like the, like trying not to be mad, right?
Like when he's on Friends.
Like maybe if Hulk was a comedy.
Right.
Ben Stiller.
See, I think it's more important to envision them as Bruce Banner being calm.
Right.
Being
mad. Right. That's why I think my guy is going to be good. Do you want to do yours? Or
no, I'll go in second every time.
Hold on. Could you imagine Ben Stiller like, Thanos? Oh, Thanos, you want to come over and just snap everybody out of existence? Whoa. You know, how like he does in that episode of Friends.
Okay, mine, and you guys may have used him for something else, Pedro Pascal.
He would be a good Bruce Banner. Yep.
He would be a great Bruce Banner.
He crossed my mind, but I thought he was being cast as what's-his-face.
You can't use him as
Fantastic Four.
You can't use him. Well, you can use him now until he's been used. Mm. If you're going to recast the MCU, you got to have that guy's got to be on it.
Right.
And he's not big enough to play. He's not big enough to play.
Tony Stark?
No. Thor or Cap. He's not buff enough to play Thor or Cap. So that's probably your Tony Stark. But I think he's Hulk, dude. I can so see him being Hulk.
I could see him being Bruce Banner.
Doing the smart, you know, doing the intelligent Bruce, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then like doing the like, because he's quiet. He's not really funny. He doesn't have a lot of like jokes and comedy.
He was funny in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But he's not going to talk like that.
He was very eccentric in Game of Thrones.
True.
Yeah.
All right, who do you have for David Banner? Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner. Well, you kind of gave away his first. I have David Tennant as Bruce Banner.
David Tennant. I don't see that at all.
I can see David Tennant playing any role that's not the buff guys, but I think Pedro Pascal.
I don't want to give Pedro Pascal the Hulk. He can do so much better than the Hulk.
But the Hulk is one of the main characters in the MCU. He's in a lot of scenes, a lot of the movies. He is an original Avengers. He gets third billing at the end of Endgame, right? So, no, fourth billing. He was behind that. But he can't play the other guys.
He could play Tony Stark.
And you didn't cast him as Tony Stark.
Are you talking David Tennant could play Tony Stark?
Oh, he wants Pedro Pascal as Tony Stark. Let's do our Tony Stark.
Pedro Pascal.
No way. He doesn't have the sarcasm.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that aura. He doesn't have that sarcasm in him. He doesn't have that jokesterish, you know, like Tony Stark is more like a charged down like a nerfed version of Chevy Chase.
If we cast Pedro Pascal as the Hulk, can I use my second choice for Tony Stark?
Yeah, you can tell me what you check. Okay. You can tell us what it is.
My second choice.
Do you say Pedro Pascal is Hulk?
Yeah.
If we have to use him somewhere else, we can recast.
I think he's better than Ben Stiller, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Who you got for Tony Stark?
Keanu Reeves.
I don't see...
Again, there's no sarcasm. Oh,
he's not...
I think Keanu Reeves is another guy we're going to have to use. But I see Keanu Reeves more as like Doctor Strange or something. Like,
I think he would be a good Doctor Strange.
Keanu Reeves as Tony Stark, he's got to be able to have that sarcasm. He's too serious. That's why I want to do my Tony Stark last. Who do you got? You're going to Tom Cruise?
Well, the reason I didn't go with Tom Cruise is because there's been rumors that he was going to replace him.
Well, we don't want Tom Cruise.
If there was any other person to play Tony Stark, I think it should be him.
No.
But I didn't go with Tom Cruise.
All right, let's hear it.
I went with John Hamm.
Oh, my God, so did I! John Hamm! I can't believe that!
I think John Hamm would be a fantastic...
I was like, you guys are never going to agree to John Hamm.
John Hamm is one of those actors where if he's in it, I will watch it.
And he's got that sarcasm, and he can be funny, but he can be serious. Dude, I can't believe you said John Hamm. That's who I had.
He played...
I am shocked. I am shocked that you said John Hamm.
He played Fletch.
Yeah, that's...
Replacing Chevy Chase.
Do you remember when I said Chevy Chase? That's how I thought of John Hamm. Because I thought Tony Stark is basically like Chevy Chase if he wasn't quite so. And then I'm like, oh, he replaced Fletch. Let's do it. John Hamm.
I think John Hamm would be a pretty good pick.
I mean, who else?
He's about the right age, the same age. He seems smart enough.
He can have that
sarcastic
enough.
And he can play a smart character. He plays a really smart guy on Mad Men.
I kind of liked Dan Livingstone, the guy from Office Space, too.
As Tony Stark?
Yeah, dude. I'm watching Loudermilk. It's so funny.
He doesn't have the star power to...
No. No, nobody does. Listen. Listen. John Hamm listen, does. Listen. Robert Downey Jr.'s career was gone until he got Tony Stark. So let's not talk about star
power. I don't know if I'd call it gone. He was in quite a few big movies.
So we only have two left?
Captain America, Thor.
Oh, all right. Let's do Captain America. I'll go first. I haven't done first. My Captain America, this was hard. I thought about like Ryan Gosling. I mean, everybody wants Ryan Gosling. To me, he's not buff enough. But I mean, the guy I picked isn't buff either. So I picked Chris Pine.
Nah.
If he buffed up, though.
Yeah, I think Ryan Gosling's a better pick than Chris Pine.
I just didn't want to pick Ryan Gosling.
This is where I did Jaden's. I did Henry Cavill for Captain America.
No way.
Even though he's British.
He's too tall. He's too big.
So for Captain America, do you know the guy who plays Shazam, Zachary Levi?
Yeah.
I was thinking him for Captain America.
He's too dark.
He's not buff either. He's wearing a muscle suit in Shazam. It's a 100% mushroom.
I don't like any of them. I like Chris Pine better than both your two.
Chris Pine, I don't know. He just doesn't say superhero to me.
What if we put Keanu Reeves here?
Nope.
I can't see him. We've got to put back the time stones in the right spots. It just doesn't work for me.
I really like Keanu Reeves, and this is a hint if we cast other ones as Doctor Strange.
I agree. I think that's who I would put. I couldn't. It took me a long time to even come up. I think I settled on Henry Cavill.
Cap is hard.
I just hated Cap Henry Cavill hard. As a Superman. Part of it was a suit. Part of it was his walk. To me, walk.
Yeah, I don't
is
like
a,
his suit.
The walk is a big thing when it comes to a character. That's what I watch when I see someone else take the Darth Vader suit on. David Prowse.
I wish Sylvester Stallone was younger.
No way, dude. Not Sylvester Stallone. He's just not. He's all American.
I mean, he's too old.
Yeah, you need like one of those all American, like farm boy guys.
And he's
you
already know? In the MCU.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See,
so
right. You can't. I mean, you can't de-age.
I tell you how man. Bad I want to pick Chris, Nick Offerman to play somebody, but there's nobody he can play.
I am Thanos.
I guess let's go with your guy for Cap.
There are too many people living. Listen, not enough food.
Chris Pine is the best out of those three. We'll have people vote.
I hate Chris. No, I don't hate Chris Pine. I love Chris Pine in Wonder Woman.
You hate
I
the
loved
idea.
Chris Pine in Horrible Bosses, and I loved Chris Pine in Dungeons and Dragons. He's not Captain America, though.
What if we just got Leonardo DiCaprio to
no,
bulk up?
Leonardo DiCaprio, he's not a superhero guy. I can't see him as anybody. Even when Tobey Maguire took on Spider-Man, they wanted Leo first, and I'm glad he never did. I don't see him
as
all right,
a
superhero.
Well, let's put Cap on the back burner. Okay, we got
Pine for now.
Do you guys watch Euphoria?
No.
No.
This actor was rumored.
Zendaya could play Chris Captain America.
Well, she's already in the MCU. Okay, so I thought maybe someone who might have been good. He turned down Superman. I don't think he wanted to audition to be the new Superman. Corn Sweat is going to do it. I think his name, right? David Corn Sweat. Jacob Elordi. He was in Saltburn, that new movie that just came out, and he was
I'm not watching
in
that. That's gross.
He played Elvis in the Priscilla Presley movie. And he was a good choice for Superman. He's super good looking guy, super jacked, really tall. He's my new pick. Forget about Henry Cavill. Jacob Elordi, I think, would be a good. If no, I'm saying his name right.
I have no idea who he is.
I thought you watched Euphoria.
What about Ryan Gosling?
Wait, what about one Ryan of the guys,
Gosling could work.
What about one of the people from The Boys?
Who, though?
Yeah, I don't think
Anthony
of the Boys.
Starr?
No.
Not
that guy, I hate to say it. He's so good and so terrifying as
he should have won an Emmy for that.
He won't play as any other character. I don't think anybody can see him as anybody else.
Or
I
least,
think he's been
or
typecast
at least
already.
As not a villain.
Anthony Starr we're talking about as Homelander. Dude, I've had nightmares about the guy. He's so nightmares.
Yeah,
he's so good.
He gives that where he's like pretending to be, you know, happy and he's smiling.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for him to blow up on fucking everybody.
Yeah. Yep. You know the guy who plays the Deep? Mm-hmm. He almost got Captain America. He was in the running.
Oh, the fish guy?
Yeah. And John Krasinski. John Krasinski's not a superhero.
No, he's not
just
an action star.
Just stop it.
He's not an action star.
Stop it. Stop it!
He could play the Captain Four guy because I don't see him as much as an action guy, as much as a guy who, Fantastic Four, as a scientist who got the stretchy power. You know, I could see him doing that, which he did. But yeah, he's not.
All right, let's move on from Cap. We have two left, right? We have Loki,
we have Nat,
and Thor.
All right, let's do Thor. I'll go first. Me and Jaden have the same Thor. There's only one choice for Thor besides Chris Hemsworth, and that's Jason Momoa.
That was my pick too.
So it's unanimous. Jason Momoa is Thor.
There's not much to talk about more than that. Jason.
My wife finds him so dreamy.
Yeah, Jason Momoa is the answer.
He's getting older, though. I mean, he's in his mid-40s by now.
I know, so is Chris
He's
Hemsworth.
Already talking about how he doesn't want to do all this, you know,
dude,
workouts for these characters.
We're
anymore,
not going to actually cast
no,
him.
I know.
Jason Momoa is perfect. He's got the long hair. He's big. He's got the voice. He kind of sounds like Thor already. Like, you know?
He can be ignorant, you know, like Thor would be, you know, comparing
right.
his, when
right,
it comes right. to, like, being this almighty being and then being placed on Earth.
More like naive.
Naive, yeah. So, yeah, he was my pick. Again, I kind of settled on him, but, I mean, it makes sense.
He's not a settle.
He's the top choice. We want to do Nat.
So we got Nat. My pick for Nat, and Phil gave it away when he talked about the X-Men, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, no, that's not my pick for Nat.
That is Nat.
That is a good pick.
That is Nat. Anybody else you guys say doesn't matter. All right, tell me who you got.
I got Ana de Armas.
Who's that?
You don't know who Ana de Armas is?
Tell me who it is.
Oh, my dear Lord. She played Marilyn Monroe in that Blonde movie. She was in... She's the girl from the baseball commercials for the Montefiore movie. I don't want to die.
Oh, no way, dude. I mean, she's all right, but she's not Jennifer Lawrence.
She's in a spy movie where she plays the spy with Chris Evans.
Jennifer Lawrence. Mick, who you got?
Ana de Armas. She plays a sidekick role in John Wick and a James Bond movie.
Mick?
I had Margot Robbie.
We're gonna have to use Margot Robbie, but I don't. I feel like she's not a superhero. She's a girlfriend.
She was Harley Quinn.
Was she a superhero?
Yeah, the Joker wasn't.
She's
was
more
barely
of a
in that movie.
She's more of a villain, not a superhero.
All right.
I think Margot Robbie's got it in her.
I think Margot Robbie can be somebody else.
I thought Margot Robbie, but I think Ana de Armas is better.
Jennifer Lawrence is better.
Okay, I think Jennifer Lawrence might be better too.
Okay, we can't vote for our own. Who you vote?
I'm not, I also
that's going to give us one guy, one person.
I also thought about again. It's kind of a cop out because she actually was offered the role but couldn't do it. Emily Blunt.
No,
she was offered the role but couldn't do it, and so Scarlett Johansson stepped in.
I still like Jennifer Lawrence. I think Jennifer Lawrence can do it. She can have.
But she was also in an X-Men movie.
I know, but we said no X. We said it didn't count.
Okay,
Mick.
I'm okay with Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, I guess it's Jennifer Lawrence then. I'm against it, but I'm outvoted.
I don't know who Ana de Armas is, dude. If she if she has that Spanish accent,
she can hide the Spanish accent. She played Marilyn Monroe.
You must think she's hot or something.
There's not a man who doesn't.
All right, I see her. I don't think she beats Jennifer Lawrence though, Mick. I mean, we can't just go based on her looks,
right? I think Margot Robbie is better than Jennifer Lawrence, but I think Jennifer Lawrence is better.
Margot Robbie. I always say Robbie. Margot Robbie is too British, too finished.
She's from Australia.
She's from Australia, okay. And she often plays people without accents.
She can do any accent you'd ever want her to do.
I mean, if you guys both want Margot Robbie, it's fine.
I like Jennifer Lawrence better than Margot Robbie. I can't
imagine you guys didn't think Jennifer Lawrence is perfect.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is good. I didn't say she was perfect. I didn't say she was bad. I just think Ana de Armas is better. But I do think Jennifer Lawrence is better than Margot Robbie.
And Jade, do you think Jennifer Lawrence is better than Ana de Armas?
Yes.
So Jennifer Lawrence does play a Russian spy in a movie, too.
Yeah, so Jennifer Lawrence is the winner.
Okay.
And then finally,
we have Loki.
Loki, I want to go last.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
It's a bit of... Listen. Listen, okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Your mom actually said that, or did you say it?
I said that.
Oh.
Your mom said it.
I think Joaquin Phoenix would do great. He was great as the Joker. I think he could play a little bit less extreme of a villain in Loki very well.
He's ambiguous. The guy I have is very ambiguous, too. When I say it, I almost guarantee you guys are going to be like, oh, yeah, like that. But we'll see. Phil, we are.
You already know mine. Adam Driver. I think I thought he could play Loki, and then I kind of placed him as Bruce Banner. And then when you guys reminded me of him as Loki, I remembered that he Bruce was my better
Banner,
choice.
That's pretty good. That is like a young Bruce Banner.
I think he could play either or.
But Pedro Pascal better, though, right?
For Bruce Banner?
Yeah.
I don't know, but then you could put Pedro Pascal as Captain America.
Pedro Pascal is not Captain America. Why can't he be Captain America? Because he's not a big... beefed up fighter.
Yeah, he's
no Captain America. Get out of here with Captain America.
All right, Pedro Pascal is still there. All right, so between right now you have Joaquin Phoenix from Jaden. I'm pointing the wrong way. Adam Driver from Phil. Mine is one. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Smith.
Yeah, he could be a good.
He is perfect.
He played a bad guy. He played a villain in the Terminator. One of the Terminator
dude. His
reboots.
Character in House of the Dragon is Loki almost.
I like him, but
he could be a good Loki.
I think Joaquin Phoenix is a better choice, though.
I disagree. I think Matt Smith can play both sides a little bit better.
Well, if you're talking budget, then you know if budget does become cheaper. A factor, then Matt Smith is cheaper.
I don't know if that's true or not. Matt Smith is in House of the Dragons.
Yeah, though. he's not as big.
And he was in the movie about the royal family, the show about the royal family too.
I think Adam Driver, we can use him, but not for Loki.
Okay, so here's what I would do. I would rather than have Matt Smith play Loki and put Adam Driver as Bruce Banner, and get what's his face out.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Because I think Pedro Pascal is going to be the Mr. Fantastic anyway.
Well, a lot of these people are going to end up in the MCU.
Yeah, the MCU is still making movies. This isn't real.
I know. I understand that. But
I mean, if we don't use Pedro Pascal, if you don't use people who are going to be in movies, we're not going to be able to do this.
Right.
And okay. I like Adam Driver as Bruce Banner, though. Like, I would be okay with either one of them. But I think Pedro Pascal has more of a chance of finding another spot, and Adam Driver is either Bruce Banner or he's not in the MCU.
That's not true.
To me, it is.
Like I could see, I mean, because you've seen him play the good guy in you know
Star Wars,
right?
And the bad guy in Star Wars,
exactly. So Bruce Banner is because he's good and bad, kind of as Hulk.
Wow,
I mean, not Hulk. You're just
you guys still hear
animal.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hulk, you're just kind of a grunting animal.
But you don't play him anyway. It's
but
CGI.
Again, that's why I thought he would, you know, that's why I changed him from Bruce Banner to Loki, because Loki has good and bad in him, too.
But Matt Smith has that sliminess, you know? Like,
I agree.
Matt Smith is just, and did you even see House of Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Matt Smith is... I originally had David Tennant as Loki, because I think David Tennant would be a good Loki, too.
Again, isn't there...
David Tennant would be a good Loki, but Matt Smith is better by far.
Aren't the Defenders from the Netflix, all those Netflix series, and now Disney Plus part of the MCU?
I don't know.
Like Luke Cage and Daredevil and
all
those
guys.
Yeah,
because he's in Luke Cage, right? He's Luke Cage. No, he's
Jessica
Jones'
villain.
Yeah,
but those aren't canon. They're redoing Daredevil.
Yeah, they are. But I don't know if they're redoing Jessica Jones.
Right.
They're still not part of the MCU.
They're definitely redoing Daredevil.
If they're not, those movies aren't on.
And I have heard that the main Daredevil villain, the boss there, what's his name? The Kingpin. He's going to play a big role in upcoming stuff. He was in
Kingpin
Hawkeye.
Spider-Man's main is really a Spider-Man villain.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was a main villain in the Daredevil movie and the Daredevil
TV show.
So
who are we going
TV
for
show.
Loki?
I say Matt Smith.
I'm outvoted.
You don't hate Matt Smith.
No, though. I don't hate Matt Smith.
Okay. Who was your pick for Loki again?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, again.
I can see Joaquin Phoenix being somebody else too in the MCU.
True.
More of a villain type guy. But.
A lot of my picks were that. I don't think any of mine made it.
No, well, your picks sucked.
Your picks suck. No, he had some really good picks. The first guy you picked was really, who was the first one we did?
I did Henry Cavill as Clint.
Yeah. Oh yeah, your Clint was good. Oh, Aaron Paul, yeah, that's a good.
That's my Clint.
Yeah, that's what I said. Your
well, pick. We were talking about how none of mine got in.
No, I know, but you said your pick sucks, and I said his first pick was really good.
So you agree my pick sucked.
Wait a minute, I got all of them, didn't I? No.
Well, we all picked John Hamm. Me and you both picked John Hamm.
But he agrees with John Hamm.
I agree
with him.
We all picked Momoa. We got you for Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Oh, yeah.
For Fury.
And I got J-Lo. Or J-Law.
J-Law.
Who can we have J-Lo be?
No one.
I hate J-Lo.
We know.
We're not putting The Rock in this either.
Well, unless he plays Drax, but I'd rather play Terry Crews. Terry Crews play Drax.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews would be great. How amazing would he be as Drax?
Yeah, we didn't use any of Jaden's, but listen.
Drax wants to beat the shit out of Ronan.
I can't. We came close with Joaquin Phoenix, but I do think Matt Smith is better. He's got more of a sense of humor. He can be a little bit funny,
right,
too.
Okay.
Give me all your picks again.
His caps are terrible.
I'm not sure there is a good Cap.
I originally had Pedro Pascal as Tony, and then Keanu Reeves as Cap.
Keanu Reeves' cap is terrible, dude. I'm sorry.
And then Jason Momoa, Thor.
Yeah,
that's good.
David Tennant, Bruce Banner.
That's probably one of your better ones. I could maybe see it.
I could definitely see it.
And Margot Robbie is Nat.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Henry Cavill is Clint.
No, he's Cavill's too jacked.
Joaquin Phoenix is Loki. And Denzel Washington is Nick Fury.
Denzel is good. Denzel would have gotten it if you didn't. I still don't love the guy you picked, but I still like Wesley Snipes the best. But
nah, Wesley Snipes, he's too, I don't know.
Listen, if we do,
he
this
is a karate expert.
If we do this again, all I'm going to do so good next time.
Well, so is that what we decided? I mean, how long have we been recording? We've been recording for 36 minutes.
Yeah, we should stop.
Do you want to stop, or do you want to? Because we could continue. We'd have to take time to pick people, though.
We can do another episode. Yeah, it would be another episode.
Okay,
but I would sit here and do another one.
Yeah, me
so
too.
Second Avengers movie. Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what the people at home would think.
Did any of my people get robbed?
Aren't you at home?
Yeah, I'm at home.
You're one of the
people.
Well,
we know what. I know what the people at my home think.
You want to know what the people at home think?
The people at their home think.
You're at home right now.
If you're watching.
What do you think at home?
Listen, I love this bit, but I'm going to piss my pants.
All right, go piss your pants.
If you're
pants,
watching
everybody.
On YouTube,
you
leave
want me to
a
go
comment
piss my pants?
Below. If you're watching on Podbean, you can also leave.
You're
a
not
comment,
watching
right?
if you're on Podbean.
Well, you're listening. If you're listening on comment, we want to hear what you guys have to say. Whose picks were best? What would you pick?
Whose picks do you respect the most?
Listen, the only pick that I'm good with that got changed, because I still like all mine the best, but I am good with Adam Driver as
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner instead of Pedro Pascal. Only because I think
Pedro Pascal can get something.
I think
else.
Pedro Pascal is more likely to go be like Star-Lord or something now. I mean, not Star-Lord.
I think we all know who Star-Lord should be. If he got recast,
I disagree.
I almost used him as Iron Man, but
and he tried to get picked. So he auditioned, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And that would be.
Well, let's not talk about it right now. You give it away.
Don't give it away.
Giving away the next episode.
Well, no, the next episode is going to be the next Avengers movie.
Okay, so next episode, who we got? We got to do
Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
No, not Spider-Man. The second Avengers movie.
Oh, okay.
We got to do Wanda.
Wanda.
Sam.
Rhodey.
The stupid fast
Ultron.
Guy.
Ultron.
Are we doing that guy?
Quicksilver.
I'm not doing Quicksilver.
We have to. Fine, then my guy's automatically Quicksilver.
Quicksilver made his freaking Marvel team.
We also need Vision.
Listen, those guys all suck. I don't want to recast those guys.
See, I say we do phase
do
two.
Do
like
you
want to
throw?
Doctor
do you
want to
throw? How about we just throw Doctor Strange and Spider-Man into the mix because they weren't introduced in a Avengers?
Or we could do Guardians.
I don't know enough young actors to do Spider-Man.
Well, we're gonna have to cast Spider-Man eventually.
Tom Holland.
Okay, let's just throw Doctor Strange and who else? You want to throw one more person in the mix for fun?
Well, let's try to do six guys. We have to have something that brings them together.
I want to do all the people from the second Avengers because I like that format.
Yeah, but I don't want to recast fucking Vision. Who the cares about Vision?
Vision can
Vision's
almost
a
be
big
anybody.
Character.
Vision can almost be anybody.
And Wanda, who's going to play her? Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Yeah, there you go.
That could be Margot Robbie.
That could be Jennifer Lawrence.
I could be Jennifer Lawrence.
I kind of had someone in mind.
For Scarlet Witch. Okay, well then let's just think of six people that we want to recast right now.
Well,
why would we recast the people that are dumb if we don't even know if people are going to like this episode?
Right.
Okay. Why would we recast Vision and fucking
Let's just pick
Quicksilver.
Just pick six characters.
Well, I think
all right. Let's sign off for this right now. Okay.
Okay.
So that was our recasting of Marvel. Let us know what you guys think and watch us on.
So wait, hold on. Do we want to go through them?
Yeah, Jaden's going to dip out while we go through them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Captain America is. Who do we decide? We didn't decide on Captain America.
No, I think we have to come back. Maybe as a group we can.
We're
going to
come back next episode. Maybe.
Leave a comment. Who should we put in as Captain America?
Yeah, people are going to say
we need help.
Chris Pine is better. But
usually what we say is pretty solid, right? Yeah, we have a pretty solid choice.
You have to respect our pick.
You have to respect our pick, but this is the one we actually kind of need help with.
Yeah.
We don't really know.
So anyway, Iron Man.
John Hamm.
Dude, I am shocked. I was absolutely shocked when you said John Hamm.
He came to my mind really fast.
He came to my mind, like I said, because of Chevy Chase. Because I thought, okay, imagine if like Chevy Chase was younger. Could he be the Iron Man?
Oh, he wrote them all down. You have Aaron Paul as Clint. I think that's a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Fury is Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Yep.
Hulkster.
He might lose power.
Oh, Hulkster. That's right. The Hulkster is going to be played by Adam Driver.
Hulkster's Hulk Hogan.
And Adam Driver wasn't even an official pick.
Yeah.
Because Adam. I switched him. I brought him up, but then I switched him because I thought he would be better Loki.
But Pedro Pascal's good.
Captain America, Chris Pine is written down, but he's terrible. He's not Captain America.
Oh, he's better than yours.
Thor is Jason Momoa.
You said
Momoa.
Henry Cavill. I think Henry Cavill would be a good Thor.
It's Cavill.
Okay.
I settled on Cavill. I don't. I just don't know Captain America.
All right.
Nat or Black Widow.
Jennifer Lawrence,
although I think Anna de Armas. Come on, commenters, prove me right.
Jennifer Lawrence or Anna de Armas?
Anna de Armas would be better. And then Loki, Matt Smith. I think that's another good pick.
I think that's the best one. I think Jennifer Lawrence is the best one.
But. I went into Game of Thrones people real quick, but I kept thinking Jon Snow and Rob Stark.
But they're those already are the gone. Only two actors. They're out.
Anyways, right, they're both in the same
Sean
freaking
Bean
Eternals
could
movie.
Be an older person. Sean Bean, the guy who played Ned Stark.
Yeah, or a villain. He played a villain in the Patriot Games.
I do have a good one for a couple people from there, but let's...
Let's wrap this episode up before we lose power because all we are expecting a storm. Thank you for watching. Respect the Pick.
Cool. I'm glad
catch us on any major podcasting platform if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on any one of those major podcasting platforms, watch us
and
on
tell
YouTube.
Tell us who you would pick for Captain America.
Yes, please. See ya.
Recast our captain.